in a dirt pit for them to pick up the taste in the dirt.
Oh.
It's got to be a cemented pit.
Cement or wood?
Yeah.
What, how about if they take the bruised apples and mash them up with all that?
Well, applesauce, but I don't think they do it with bruised ones.
Okay, let's see, I think we got everything. Oh, what do you call those little plants that grow when it's really wet? Almost moldy, they come out and eat them on your pizza.
Mushrooms.
There you go. And what about the really small vegetable? They have big red ones and then smaller red ones.
Tomatoes.
And what do you call the little tiny ones?
Cherries. Tomatoes.
That's what you call them. Okay. I'm talking about your farm and the ranch and all of that. What type of, how did you keep the animals in or animals and people out of your land?
We had it all fenced with a netting fence for sheep and one or two barbs above it, or three sometimes.
Uh-huh. And so was it mostly, did you ever have any other kind of wood fences or?
Not around the farm, but around the trails you'd have wood fences and pole fences. Uh-huh. Quick-nest poles or wood fences.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just in your trails or your yards.
Hmm.
A lot of your...
So what would you call the long pieces of log?
Poles.
Poles or...
Yeah. Quick-nest poles or lodge poles.
You would call them rails? Rail fence?
Well, yeah, some of them did. We never did build any rail fences.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That'd be kind of a split log.
Split rail, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I've heard. Okay, and you said corral. Do you have another name for that?
Well, it'd be called your yard or mostly trail.
Okay. What about the land around that you had fenced in? What would you call those? I guess it'd be a place where you'd keep the animals, and then another place where you'd let them feed. What you call them?
Your pastures, or out in your field.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. We don't grow a lot of corn out here, but what would you call a place where you kept all your corn?
In a crib or a granary.
Uh-huh. Granary. That's right.
Corn has generally got too much moisture in it to put in a granary, so they dry it in a crib.
Mm-hmm. Otherwise it'll mold?
It runs about 15% moisture, and it'll mold.
Huh.
Then you have, smells like liquor.
How about, have you ever heard of a go devil?
Yep, that's what they used to call them. They made furrows.
That's it. What do they call them now?
I guess they still call them that, as far as I know, but...
How about a gee whiz?
I never heard of it.
How about a Fresno?
Yeah, that was a big scraper that was pulled by horses when I was... Yeah, and pulled by about four horses. And it had a... It was about 4 or 5 feet wide. And it had a long metal handle on it.
Mm-hmm.
And you just tip it up enough so it'd cut. If you got it too much, it'd throw you right over the horse.
Hmm.
So you had to be careful how much you tilted it.
Otherwise you'd get thrown.
You'd get thrown.
Hmm.
Get hurt.
And so the go devil made the
furrows to irrigate with.